Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Get a pro Hot 96.9. Number one for throwbacks and the best new hip-hop and R&B. Pebbles, do you feel better now after yesterday?
Wow.
I'm so glad.
That really was horrifying.
This was not at me. See, Melissa, you missed it, man. You left early after the show yesterday. You missed the whole drama in
the office.
Sorry,
I had to get that pesky back taken care of.
Oh, man.
What did I miss?
So we were... How did it even... Oh, you know what it was? We were talking about... So, Sweetie, like, there was a... She did an interview where she talked about how she used to steal when she was younger. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, I used to steal. I used to like the finer things and... And from that, it turned into us talking about the things that we did when we were younger that we never really got busted for.
See, we're all criminals, but like secret
criminals, but things that we were like didn't get busted for that we did that were stupid, but that we're kind of sorry about. But it was myself. It was Pebbles, myself. Leroy was in there, and our producer Aaron. And I'm telling stories. And I know Pebbles is like, you know, she knows me. So she was kind of like shrugging her shoulders. It's Ramiro being Ramiro.
Things are expected that, yeah, nothing would really shock us.
Well, the gum one, I think, got you a little bit upset. Was it the gum one? The one about the bus?
I can't remember.
Wait,
so,
what?
Okay, so let me tell my story. Because the real one was when Leroy started telling stories and Pebbles was like, it's like she got disappointed in her favorite child or something. Oh, no! Not my baby. So, I started. What was the first one? I think the first one I said, you know, this is before Uber Eats and all that crap when I was younger. Don't ask me why we did this because literally the only reason I could give was that I just wanted to see what would happen. I wanted to see if like a fight would break out or something. Wherever we'd be, you know, my friends and I would be at my house or one of their houses or something like that. We would order food for like the house across the street from us. We would order a ton of food to get delivered to their house.
Okay.
Just to see the reaction when the person showed up with the food. And if the person, you know, who opened the door, if they would take the food, if they would get into an argument, things of that nature, you know. So that was level zero. Then I remember the time that we... See, you don't get it. That's what I'm saying. It's all about the reaction.
Well, because you got to pay for it still. So you're giving food to somebody else?
No, I would call and order food for the person across the street.
Oh, well, you said Uber Eats. And Uber Eats,
no,
you have to pay.
I said this is before Uber Eats.
Oh, all right. Sorry.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, they're showing up and they're like, yo, you just ordered like $120 worth of food.
Right.
You know? Okay. And the person's like, no, I didn't. And then they get into an argument. So then... I said that, you know, when one of my friends first got a knife, we used to just go around popping tires on cars.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
This was her reaction yesterday.
Right. Oh, my God.
And then I said about the time that, so one of my cousins used to live, it was actually right near the Encore Casino. He used to live in one of the buildings by the Encore at the corner. And there's a bus stop literally right at the corner. And my cousin lived on the second floor. And so the bus would pull up on hot days, like, you know, like it's been this week, and everybody would have the windows down and stuff like that. And it started off by, like, you know, you just like throw, as the bus was pulling away, you throw random stuff into the bus, try and hit it and stuff.
No.
But one day I was just.
Oh, God.
One day I was chewing gum, and as the bus was pulling away, I just went, and I spit my gum out, and it just the most beautiful. It was just the most beautiful geometric curve and landed as the bus was pulling away right into a woman's long ass hair. She had beautiful long hair right as the bus pulled away. And all I saw as the bus pulled away was her grabbing at her hair.
Ew.
Like, what is that? And that one was the one time I really, really, really felt bad. I was like, damn, I still think about that one and my stomach feels weird. But that's okay because it's me. Now, Leroy, what were some of your stories, my friend?
I was like, yo, I used to steal. I used to steal a lot. Steal for no reason.
Stealing what?
Any and everything.
Just to see if you can get away with it.
Just to see. just the thrill. Like, I would steal sandwiches that I wasn't going to eat.
Okay. All right.
Until I got caught one day and they closed down the store and said they were calling the cops. And that was the end of that. But I used to do that. I used to lie. I used to lie a whole lot. A whole lot. And it'd be all stressful. And I hate stress. And then one day the light went off. It's like, yo, to reduce the stress, why don't you stop lying? So I stopped lying for the most part. And then there was some other stuff. One time, right? So shout outs to my boy Jamal. And we were hanging over there by, I'm not going to say where. But anyways, saw a kid.
Wait. This is a story, Pebbles, that even I was like, Leroy? You did that? I thought he was going in a different direction. And I was like, that's just wrong.
Well, then if that's the case, I'll say that I got another one before I get to that one. Every time I see my bus monitor, Miss Peterson, to this day, I still apologize to her for my behavior. Oh, one of the things that we used to do, we used to help the the busy and the bus. And the reason why is because the fabric would make a sound if you hit it really hard. So the seat would clap. It would be like clapping cheeks. So we would stand in the back of the bus, and I would swivel my hips, and we would do a countdown. And then when it hit 3, 2, 1, I'd ram the back of the seat, and it would sound like, yes. It would sound like shots were going off.
Oh, and she would trip.
But that was it. But then this one right here, I really do feel bad about.
This is the one that devastated really.
I know the
Paris.
Guy that I did this to. I need to apologize to him. Me and my boy Jamal, we were hanging out. We were on the street.
Pebbles, think about this.
Nice summer
the
day.
The guy you just won a Gracie Award with. You just won a Gracie with this guy. You do voices with him. You do all that stuff. This is the guy.
I know. I knew.
Right, we're hanging in the cut, and we see this guy we know. He drives up. He hits the red light, and he's in a convertible, top down.
Oh, no.
And I look at him. I say, yo, let's get him. We got to get him. We run up on him like we're going to rob him.
Pause. Okay. I'm thinking that when he said, let's act like we're going to rob him, I'm thinking it's going to be, let's just run up to him as fast as possible to scare the crap out of the dude. Isn't that what you're thinking?
Yeah, kind of like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unpause.
Okay. I run to the driver's side. My boy runs to the passenger side. And we put our heads up. We run up on him like we, God forgive us, like we have guns. And we're like,
hey, yo, run. Okay, that's kind of what I was thinking, I'll be honest. Yeah. Yes.
Sorry, hey, yo, run everything. Give us everything you got. And the poor guy fell down into his seat, crumbled into almost like on the floor. And we ran off hollering, laughing.
Did he know it was you? Because you said you knew the guy.
You know what? I don't know if he, to this day.
Did he ever know it was you?
No, we need to tell him. That was wrong.
You need to apologize.
Yeah.
You gave this poor guy a heart attack.
So then we did.
So then we were like, Pebbles, come on. You have to have a story. Give us your best story of what you did. And do you want to know what she said?
Nothing.
We're still waiting.
Yeah.
But I did say, I'm still traumatized because there was one point where my sister was the one.
Yeah.
Where we went somewhere and she stole something and told me in the parking lot. And I wanted to go it back in and give it back. And she was like, no, I was traumatized by that. I thought somebody was going to show up at our house.
Pebbles is the friend that the bad kids always say, let's go out. And they invite them, not because necessarily like they're a great friend. It's because they know.
They can pin it on her.
No, because they know the parents will be like, well, they're not going to get in trouble. They were parents.
Okay. Yep. And that's what my sister and my cousin, you can go out if she goes with you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's
hilarious. Well, because you can blame it on someone like Pebbles, too, because no one would ever believe that Pebbles would do anything bad.
Melissa, I mean,
I'm just saying.
And that's why after the show, I'm going over to the store. I'm going to buy some eggs, and I'm gonna have Pebble throw eggs against the building just to kind of experience.
Try and do something like slightly bad. It just feels it's a rush.
No,
like bad, but not like something that's gonna get you arrested. Bad.
Leave me alone.
Oh my gosh, it lets out frustration.
All right, I'll go punch a bag or something.
No, no, we're going to come up with a list for you.
Oh, great. A summer bucket list.
Exactly.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help, too, by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.